Okay, we are back. I think we had Bob in Michigan. Bob, are you still there? Hello. Okay, next then, let's go to Bill in Indiana. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, RJ. Good morning, Pastor Eli. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. I'd like to thank you, RJ, for having the good pastors on, because so many of the pastors and priests and stuff, they just spew the Judeo-Christian nonsense, and you know, it's really anti-biblical.
Right, very much so. Well, the problem we have in Judaism is that the rabbis pretend to be the curators of the law, having preserved the so-called the oracles of God, which they have not.
No.
That's all pretense. Their true religion is the Talmud, which in virtually every instance denies the scriptures.
And denies Moses.
And denies Moses. Exactly. Jesus said to them, if you had believed Moses, you would believe me. Right?
That's right.
So Judaism is a phony religion. And then, as you mentioned, Judeo-Christianity, most of these Judeo-Christians deny the Old Testament as if it's utterly irrelevant. But you can't understand the New Testament if you don't understand the Old Testament. So all the promises made in the Old Testament were delivered by Jesus Christ. Okay?
And the promises, Pastor Eli, they were given to a specific people. They were given to Abraham,
right,
then to his son Isaac, to his son Jacob,
right,
and to Jacob's descendants and their pure descendants thereof.
Right. The covenants were made to one exclusive people.
And when Christ was walking among us, he said that he came back for the house, the lost house of the tribes of Israel, which is Jacob.
That's right. It's Jacob. And the Jews aren't Jacob.
No.
By their own admission.
No.
95% of Jews are Khazars, who came from the steppes of Central Asia. These people do not have one drop of Israelite blood in them.
No, and they're not even Semitic. So when they call you an anti-Semite for standing up to them, they're just lying to you again.
It's more illusion. That's right. It's more delusion. You know. And then the other 5%, the Sephardic Jews, are at least 80 to 90% Canaanite, okay?
Yes.
So they violate the law in every turn. It's total violation of law, pretending to be the religion of the Old Testament. It's absolute rot.
And that's I recall some of the instruction that was given to Abraham, and he was told that his posterity would be more greater numbered than all of the sands on the seashores, okay?
Right.
And I'm thinking in such a manner that the posterity of Abraham would be marrying into many of the other races,
right,
and
yeah,
therefore much of the planet is now a part of Israel.
Well, the way it's... if you look at the New Testament in the book of Revelation, and talking about the government of the New Jerusalem, it's going to consist of the 144,000 saints, 12,000 members of each of the 12 tribes, okay? Salvation, the planet gets the blessing of the covenants delivered to Israel, which is honest government. And we don't have honest government today, because everything has been turned over into the hands of the false Judahites, the ones who say they are Jews, are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
And they're the ones who, they basically give us a Hegelian dialectic.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
With the Democrats versus Republicans.
That's right.
I mean, the Democrats, I mean, just look what they're doing to us, guys. They're akin to Marxist, emergent Leninisms.
Hegelian dialectic is a function of war. It's an act of war,
right,
upon a society, and that is what they're waging upon America.
Yeah.
And then Republicans, you know, they're like Trotskyites, and all they're doing, they're Israel firsters.
Right,
so no matter which way we go, Americans are being sold down the river.
Yeah, as I said earlier, the Democratic Party was corrupted under Woodrow Wilson, and the Republican Party pretty much held fast until, I'd have to say, Reagan disappointed me tremendously.
Well,
Bill, hang on.
Okay.
Bill, we'll continue the discussion after the break. This is the Morning Liberty Program at RBN.
Oh, Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Now this little tune by Johnny Cash, it makes me laugh every time, but, you know, it talks about us waving the flag. It wasn't that long ago that it was not popular if you were a flag waver, a so-called patriot. You know, people would look down at you. What's wrong with you? Stop waving that flag in my face.
Well,
and now it's
from,
it's like popular now. It's like the thing has turned around completely.
But it's still phony. It's still phony because that was coming from people like Dan Rather, you know, the poo-pooing the flag and all that stuff, you know. And they were downplaying real patriotism, you know, actually making fun of it. Now that the mass media is proposing wars and more wars on behalf of the Israeli state, oh, suddenly they're patriots.
Yeah, okay? we've got Axelrod out
their
there
tune has changed.
Talking about Iran and how, you know, they're enriching uranium, and boy, we had better do something. We've got Joe Biden out there having visits with so-called leaders.
Yeah.
Vatican plants the so-called leaders in Israel,
right.
And saying, oh, we've got to do something about Iran now. And then hearing perhaps from some inside information that we may have people within the military who may have been told, you better go into Iran now. And they're telling the president, excuse me, I will not obey in the legal order. Wow. You know, there's so much stuff.
People have to take a moral stand. That's the proposition I'm proposing this morning, that Christians must take a moral stand upon principle, okay? And the Christian world has become lame, limp-wristed, and they're not effective. They might as well not even exist because they're not part of the equation. They've included themselves out by the ridiculous doctrines that they're teaching that you shouldn't offend people with your opinion, right? You shouldn't judge people because they might be doing something wrong. You shouldn't tell them if they're doing anything wrong. That might offend them.
You know,
this is the garbage coming from the pulpits today.
I think I'm such a nice guy. I really do. And I'm gentle and kind and loving and warm and fuzzy, kind of like
we
a teddy bear.
We need to toughen you up, RJ.
But then I see, for example, from the pulpits in this neck of the woods, that on a regular basis, people are told here, the thinking has been done. Just do what you're told. Boy, does that make my blood boil.
Right. Well, is Bill still on the line with us or no?
Bill, are you there?
Oh, yes, sir, I sure am.
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's your turn. Tag, you're in.
Thank you very much. Pastor Eli, I have a question. This Judeo-Christianity, my research indicates to me that that concept emanated or started from the Scofield Bible.
That's right.
And good. And wasn't that financed or at least fronted by Samuel Untermyer, the same
right.
Samuel Untermyer who blackmailed Wilson to
right.
accept the first Khazar Supreme Court justice?
Right, and declared economic war on behalf of the Zionists against Germany in 1933? Yes, a blatant Zionist, right.
So the Bible that a lot of these well-intentioned Christians submit to is
right.
not our original scriptures.
Right, and what the Scofield Bible did was it cemented in the minds of theologians, such because this doctrine is coming from the Dallas Theological Seminary and the Moody Bible Institute here in Chicago, the idea that the Jews are the Israelites of the Old Testament, which they are not, okay? And what Scofield does, he put notations, like if you put notations around the border of your Bible, okay? And then these notations, which are basically his opinion. His opinion now has become theology, right?
Right.
Okay? And so true Israel has been left out in the cold, okay? Because we can document from the migrations going back to 745 B.C. that the Caucasian people are, in fact, the Israelites of the Bible. There's simply
yes.
no doubt about this. We have hundreds of books on this subject in our movement, the Christian Identity Movement.
And furthermore, when Jesus Christ himself was here on the walk on the planet with our ancestors, you know, he said that those Pharisees, those scribes, those elders, they were not of him. They were
That's
a
right.
different tribe. They were Edomites. That's who they
right.
were. They were not Israelites.
That's exactly right. And so Scofield was hired to blur all of that history. And he created the doctrine called dispensationalism. It had already had a beginning, I'd say, in the mid-1850s, and his work was more like right around 1900. But blurring the distinction between a Judahite and a Judean, just like, for example, here in America, no offense to Indians, but who were the people that founded the United States of America?
Europeans.
The European white man, right. Now, if you refer to 1776, and call those people Indians, aren't you distorting history?
Sure are.
Absolutely,
right.
It's a distortion of history. In fact, I do have a different take on some of this, but I don't want to contend. I appreciate
sure.
your views, Eli, so, you know, go ahead.
Right. And so it's the same thing. They have taken this word Judean. That's the source word for the word Jew. Okay, that's the source, which simply means a citizen of a country. It has nothing to do... And it also means people who practice the Jewish religion. It is not a reference to the tribe of Judah. Okay? The tribe of Judah, the vast majority of those people were taken captive along with the other 10 tribes when Sennacherib invaded Judah, okay? And he conquered all the fenced cities of Judah and Benjamin except for Jerusalem itself, okay? So all of those Judahites and Benjaminites were taken captive, placed among the 10 lost tribes who wandered through the Caucasus Mountains, became known as the Caucasian people. Okay? This is the basis of British Israel and Christian identity.
And Pastor Eli, who was it? Who was the emperor who freed the Judahites from their Babylonian captivity?
Okay, well, the Babylonian captivity was later. It only encompassed the Benjaminites and Judahites
right.
who remained in Jerusalem.
And who was the guy? That was Cyrus the Great.
Cyrus, right.
And he was a Persian. And now the Israelis, they want us to destroy the ancestors of Persians who freed us.
That's right. Well, my position is we have no business making war upon anybody.
No.
Okay? This is all intrigue behind the scenes by the synagogue of Satan.
And by the
you got to take a look at Saul, for example, okay? And Israel, they wanted a king.
Right.
And Samuel told them, well, you don't need a king. You need God. God needs to be your king.
Right.
We want a king. And so, you know, they got a king. And they used to practice the act of, if they went to war, they would have to have the permission of God before
right.
they went to war. That
exactly.
doesn't happen these days.
Well,
they get the permission of the Rothschilds people, okay? They get the permission of the Bilderbergers.
Right, we have a parallel today. We're supposed to declare war. Congress is supposed to declare war. That's what it says in the Constitution.
And they don't do that.
And they don't do that. They simply make war. They demonize enemies, okay? Both, you know, Barack Obama is doing exactly the same thing that the Bushes have done, that the Clintons have done, and I hate to say it, that Reagan did when we invaded Haiti and that country in Africa. I forget which one. You know, we're constantly making wars unconstitutionally.
Are you suggesting, Eli, that Ronald Reagan was an actor, even as president?
I'm afraid to say yes.
and the other thing
I'm going to disappoint a lot of Republicans when I say that, but yes.
And the other thing that Obama's doing that you guys haven't addressed is the fact that now he is acting just like Lenin and Stalin,
right.
And he is directing the anger, the hostility, the evilness inwards. And right now they're focusing on the good people in
the Tea Party
who simply want their country back.
The patriots, the Christians. You know, the average Christian has been so dumbed down and numbed down by this false rhetoric coming from both the politicians and the pulpits that they have become utterly uninvolved in their own government. Okay? It's okay for leftists who preach, you know, the Marxist left-wing Christian school of thinking, you know, the liberation theology. It's okay for them to be political.
Sure.
Why isn't it okay for right-wingers to be political?
Because that's not what Rothschild wants.
That's right. So,
you know, one interesting take on all of this as far as being political, there is a Lieutenant Colonel Terrence Lakin, L-A-K-I-N, and he is a Bronze Star winner,
mm-hmm.
and he's a medical doctor as well, and he has been ordered recently that he must go into Afghanistan, and he refuses to go.
Right.
Imagine that.
Well, I think the state of Arizona said the next time around, when it comes to the time to elect a president, if Barack Obama doesn't produce a birth certificate, they're not going to put him on the ballot. Okay, the Constitution says you have to be a natural-born citizen. Why has this guy spent $2 million?
Within the military, right?
Right.
The very same. Within the military,
exactly.
There are officers who now are stating the very same thing.
Right.
Prove to us that you are an American.
Right.
We will stand down.
He's proved to us that he's a communist, right, Bill?
Oh, gosh, he sure is a communist. And the thing is that all it would have taken before all these... everything he signed is illegal because he hasn't proved his citizenship.
Right.
And then the other thing is, before he became president, all it took was one senator and one congressman from any combination of any 50 states, just one of each, to challenge his bona fides.
Right.
Not one did it, and
well,
they all knew that he wasn't, so I question the loyalty and the love of America of all those guys, because not one stepped up and stood up
right.
for America.
Well, Pastor Manning has done the background check on Barack Obama and found that the CIA has guided this man's career from the very beginning, okay? He's a CIA frontman. That's what he is.
And the CIA is controlled and financed and directed by the House of Rothschild once again.
It's an offshoot of the OSS.
Eli, you probably don't know. I had a visit on the air with Dr. Manning yesterday.
No, I got your email about that. Yeah,
right here.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
you go.
And I congratulate him for challenging Barack Obama. I think he's got a court case coming up.
Yep.
About
on trial.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Manning has put together a grand jury. And
Pastor
we'll
Manning
have
is a good man.
On trial next
yes,
month on the
good.
14th of May. Bill, hang on. We'll hold you over the break. We also have out of Wisconsin, Dave. Okay, we'll be back. This is RBN.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Our phone number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. I don't think I've given that number out enough this morning, yet we have no shortage of callers. I am RJ. This is the Morning Liberty Program. My website, morningliberty.com. That site I use as a location to have myself. I do my own writing and post it there, as well as there are people like me across the country. They send me their research, and I put it there so you can have access to it. And you're going to have people say, well, where's your evidence? Where's your proof? Well, there you go, morningliberty.com. Yeah. Right now we have Bill in Indiana, and Dave from Wisconsin is holding. Our guest visiting with us this morning is Eli James.
Yeah.
Bill, if you could finish with a question or comment, then we'll move on to Dave in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Let me just make a quick simile, Bill, if you don't mind.
Oh, go right ahead,
Because what's really happening here, America is being attacked from the outside, and it's being infiltrated by these people who have weaseled their way into high office, right? So when an inferior force tries to conquer a major force, okay, they can't do it militarily. So what they have to do is, let's say, poison the water supply,
sure.
Okay? But if they put too much poison in the water supply and kill a bunch of people right away, people will expect, hey, what's wrong? What killed all these people? Okay? So what they do is they poison the water supply gradually so that it takes a number of years for the people to start dying, right? And that poison is called Judeo-Christianity.
Very good. RJ, I'll be quick here. First of all, I'd like to thank you, RJ, for the way you conduct your show. You're always very patient, and you let all your callers pretty much thoroughly discuss what, you know, was the subject, and I just think that's a wonderful approach, and I wish everybody did it like that, because I think that's a great way.
Thank you for the compliment. Go ahead.
Welcome, sir. And I just like to emphasize what you guys had said. I just like to emphasize that, and then I'll hang up so the next guy can call. And that is, you know, the way they got this whole election thing, the whole political thing gamed, there is no political solution, and I think our only way is to turn back to God.
And unfortunately, the Christian pulpit is participating with the infiltrators to poison the water supply.
You know, I have to admit, this Bill from Indiana, that's a function of my conversation just about every day of the week. And I tried not to go there. I try to save that for Fridays, but here we are. That is a part of the discussion. That is a part of, I think, the remedy for this bill.
I think it's our only way, and thank you so much, RJ.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, bless you.
Let's go next to Wisconsin. David, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Go ahead.
My name is David Stovenel. I call in frequently to other shows, and I thought your conversation was really interesting this morning, so I thought I'd call in.
Okay.
I have quite a different point of view than you gentlemen in that I've done a lot of research about Britain and the British monarchy and what is commonly referred to as British Israel,
right,
and or Christian identity,
mm-hmm.
and I typed in the words, for example, the king's colors, and the king's colors are red, white, and blue,
mm-hmm.
and so our founders had a rallying cry at the time of our war for independence, which was no king but King Jesus.
That's right.
And Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. So I don't worship or obey any earthly royal, and I never will,
and we shouldn't.
Always stand against that wickedness.
And we shouldn't, right.
Yeah. Now the complication is that about 400 years ago, Britain did a rather amazing thing through a monarch, through an earthly king, if you will, an earthly dictator.
Yes.
He commissioned a work, and out of that work came the 1611 KJV Bible.
Right.
Which is, in terms of the Word of God, that's the gold standard. Most people would agree on that. And
okay.
There is a running debate about that. But nevertheless, about 400 years ago, the city of London was the nerve center for advancing genuine Christianity. Well,
okay, can I comment real quickly on that?
I'd like to just finish off by saying this, and then please go ahead.
Okay.
Right now, for anyone that is a serious student, will discover that the British monarchy is the nerve center of the apostasy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The city of London is. There's no doubt about it.
The British monarchy.
Okay, well, they're part of it. I mean, the real power behind the throne is the banking dynasty. Remember when America fought for independence? It was the Bank of England that created all the problems.
Well, that's where I disagree.
George III.
See, this is where the complication comes in,
mm-hmm.
is the there is an earthly queen,
right,
that rules over the earthly kingdom, and the bankers are people that work on behalf of that power.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Dave, hang on, and Eli, we'll continue the discussion after the break.
Okay.
This is RBN.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We have about 25 minutes left this morning, and as we continue, Eli, hang on, and we have David out of Wisconsin. I'm going to throw in my two cents here, then we'll let Eli take it, then we'll let Dave come back, okay? Regarding the question that Dave from Wisconsin was posing, I think an answer, these are two parts of what the answer may be, okay? And I appreciate the healthy discussion we're having this morning. This is fun, certainly. One, Jesuit priests were put in place years ago by the Vatican, by the Pope, as a handful of men whose job it was to defend the Pope. But now we have, over the years, these Jesuit priests, according to some people at least, they control the Pope.
Right.
That the Pope hired them to protect him, now they have become mercenaries.
It's
if the
like
Pope will not do their bidding, then
like the CIA.
There are people tell you, well, this Jesuit priest took out the Pope, and
the
CIA, the Pope
was created by
bidding.
Congress, and now the CIA controls Congress.
Well, there you go. And
yeah.
Then another example is the Rothschilds family. They are a part of the Jesuit priests. I'm almost done. Next, we see that there, in fact, are 13 families who think that it is their job to run the world, not just the Queen, but 13 families.
Okay.
Go ahead, Eli.
Okay, my understanding of the history of the Jesuits is slightly different. First of all, it was Adam Weishaupt, who was an Illuminatus, who was backed by and financed by Rothschild, okay, who
created the Illuminati. And the Illuminati was doing war against the Jesuits secretly behind the scenes. And ultimately the two groups merged because what the Rothschilds are experts at is infiltrating organizations and substituting its own people for what seems to be the enemy. Okay? And this is what they've been doing for generations, ever since 1815. That is the prophecy in the book of Revelation. That's the little season during which the Antichrist, who has been let out of the pits of hell, will deceive the nations until the judgment day. Okay, so from 1815 until the present time, the Antichrist has been let out of the pits of hell and is deceiving the nations. Okay?
You see, the man who is the Antichrist, I believe I have interviewed him, and he refuses to come on the air.
You haven't interviewed Rothschild.
He is a member of the Rothschild family.
Okay.
He has joined the Mormon Church. Mike is his
really?
Name. Okay, but there are some people who say, well, excuse me, there's more than just one.
That's right. Of
Antichrist.
Course there are.
And I'm thinking, yeah, I get that. I got that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Dave. Yeah. My comment or my question to you is, who do you think is the real power behind the British throne? Is it Queen Elizabeth or it is the Rothschild banking family?
Well, just a couple of comments on that question.
Okay.
The British monarchy. The Windsor family claim lineage all the way back to King David on both sides of the family, which is blasphemy in itself.
Why would that be blasphemy?
Because Jesus Christ did not have any children.
Well, yeah. Well, nobody's saying that they did. Remember,
let me make
okay.
A couple
I'll make
of points.
A note because I have the answer for that comment.
Yeah, right. But I want to make a couple of points. I'm a real curious man by nature, and so over the course of my earlier education, so much was said about Germany and Nazi Germany and the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did a word search on the First Reich and the Second Reich, and Reich is another word for government.
Sure.
Anyway, when I typed in the First Reich, what came up was something really close to this. The first government of the Holy Roman Empire of Germany. That
mm-hmm.
was very significant to me.
Right.
Now, so where the cooperation or the co-opting comes in is with German royal families, which the Windsors are, that
mm-hmm.
history is easy to trace.
And the
Roman Catholic Church. See,
mm-hmm.
before in history, there was a Roman Empire, and then at 800 and after, there was a Holy Roman Empire.
Right.
That history is unknown to most people, so most people are able to kick two stray dogs: the
right.
Roman Catholic Church and the Jews. But just. Just for to make a couple of final points.
Right.
All right. It was a Protestant Freemason that dropped bombs on two cities, nuclear bombs on two cities. It
right.
wasn't a Roman Catholic and it wasn't a Jew,
mm-hmm.
but he was a Freemason, which ties in with Judaism.
Right.
No question.
And the Illuminati, absolutely.
And my last point is, I'm against racism. I'm white, but I'm against
mm-hmm.
racism, and British Israel is a racist political religion.
Yes, well, so is the Bible. Well, let me ask you a question. When Jesus was confronted with the Canaanite woman, and she came up to him and asked him, "Would you please heal my daughter?" And his response to her was that the meat that is not for the king, for the children of the kingdom, should not be given to dogs. That's what he told her. Okay? Why did he say that? Because she was not an Israelite. The covenants were made exclusively with Israel, not with the world. The world gets the blessing that we Israelites, with our Republican form of government, and only we Israelites, true Israelites, have blessed the world with a Republican form of government. Okay? All the other kingdoms of the world have tyranny. And the Rothschilds are trying to reimpose the tyranny by taking our rightful place, which is
the 12 tribes of Israel government. Let me quote Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from hereafter even forever. Now I have to ask you, Dave, what other people have provided this type of justice to the world?
Well, see, in Christ, this is my clear understanding, in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek. In other words, the Canaanite woman can come to repentance at the cross after being taught the law.
But that does not qualify her for the government.
She can repent and come to Christ. She can't
come
to the king. She can't come to an earthly king. She has to come to Jesus Christ and come to obedience to him.
Ultimately,
not to the Queen of England.
Ultimately, yes. And we don't worship the queen, but the prophecies clearly state that the kingdom, the dynasty of the house of David, will last as long as there's a sun in the sky and the stars at night. It clearly says that. And she is a direct descendant of the house of David.
Well, the allegation is that she is. Now, there is a line of fairly valuable intellectual history that, and this argument is a running argument, that as at 70 A.D., all the records were destroyed. That argument is out there. I'm not saying that one side of that argument is valid and the other isn't. I'm just saying that
actually,
for anyone
Herod
to claim...
Actually, Herod destroyed those records even before then.
Excuse me?
Herod destroyed those records even before then. The verse that you're quoting, the word Jew is a false word. Paul was talking about the Judahites who lived in the city of Jerusalem and Jerusalem territory, and the Greeks were actually Israelites.
But
he's still talking about the house of Israel. He's not including the outside world in the government. This is what I'm trying to get across. And whenever we take outside people and include them in our government falls apart. And it's always the international Jew who weasels his way into our government and destroys them from within. It's exactly what happened in ancient Judea. It's exactly what's happening in America today. It's happening in Britain. It's happening in Germany. It's happening all over the world. Because why? Because we falsely believe that the Jews are God's chosen people, Israel.
Well, would you agree with me that Britain is outside and that the British monarchs are claiming that they are Jews and that they should be repudiated then? Because
we had
a war for independence against those
women? Again, there's a difference between a Judahite and a Jew.
Should we be ruled over by the British monarchs?
Well,
yes or no?
RJ brought it up. When the Israelite people demanded to have a king, Samuel told them, these kings are going to rule over you, they're going to tax you to death, you're really going to hate having these kings.
But there are men that repudiate and refuse that. I stand against that wickedness.
I agree with you that this country was founded on the principle of no king but Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, Queen
Dave,
Elizabeth
Dave, II. you have brought up some really good points this morning, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you
quickly,
for the time.
As we're running out of time,
website, because this is all covered. There's a slideshow on my website called The Migration Chronicles, which demonstrates all the prophecies and the historical fulfillment of the prophecies of British Israel and Christian identity. It's www.anglo-saxonisrael.com. Once you see that slideshow, you will understand my position totally.
Well, I've listened to sermons by Pete Peters and so forth,
right.
So I'm very, very familiar with the migration of the 10 tribes of Israel and everything.
It's all 12 tribes.
I'd like to invite you to look at my website, ChristianLibertyPublishing.com, and there's a book that is posted on there that is called Hidden Secrets of the Alpha Course that has to do with the subversion of genuine Christianity that's emanating out of London. It's a very extraordinary book about, it's about the Alpha Course, and it's a very subtle deception.
Well, I agree that British Israel has been corrupted by the Rothschilds, because they teach that the Jews are the house of Judah, and they're not.
I knew we'd come into agreement on how corrupt it is in
Britain.
That's
right. Oh, yeah, I don't deny that.
All right.
It is, it's interesting, as Eli and I visited about, well, what should we talk about this morning? There are so many directions we could go with our conversation, and I appreciate the capable people who have called in this morning and have spurred on the conversation. And here we are now. We have come back to where we began from.
Right. Well, because government and Christianity are interrelated concepts. Okay, the problem is that the Judeo-Christian world has abrogated its responsibility to institute just government. Totally.
Well,
abrogated.
You know, the song that we hear played is separation between church and state, separation between church and state, but in fact there is no separation.
Right,
between
we need
church
separation
and state.
Between Judaism and state. The Jews have their menorahs on the White House lawn, but Christian crosses and creches are forbidden at Christmas time. How's that possible?
Well,
and this Obama has made it very clear publicly that he is a Muslim.
Right?
Legally, this is a Christian nation by a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court in 1892.
That's right. And every
So legally, he is an apostate abomination.
That's
for
right.
Sure.
And every state constitution has in its original documents a clause stating that anybody who holds office must be a Christian. You look up your own state constitution, you will see it right in there. That's why the Constitution doesn't need to restate that, which is already in the state constitution. Okay? The separation of church and state is a false doctrine. It says Congress shall make no law with respect to religion or the free exercise thereof. So any judge or any politician who tells you that you cannot declare your Christianity publicly is a liar and an unconstitutional traitor.
Well, what's happening?
Exactly the opposite of what they
what's
teach.
Happening on a regular basis, and this isn't just happening every Sunday now, is that these infiltrators, these pretenders, whether they are Jesuit priests, whether they are Illuminists, whether they are Freemasons, and yes, many of them are certainly involved together, in bed together, the very same people. And I have talked about, I think we need to invent a new law, and we'll call it the badge law. And if somebody is a member of the CIA, like many of the news anchors on television now, they are CIA people, they need to wear a CIA badge.
Right.
If people are members of Freemasonry, they need to wear a Freemasonry badge. If people are Illuminati connected, they need to wear Illuminati
badge. Well, that would make infiltration obsolete, right?
Oh, absolutely. But, or like, if they're part of the Bilderberger people, they need to wear a Bilderberger badge.
Well,
so that when these people
Christ,
are in front of us, we know who they are. Right
Jesus
now,
Christ
it's tough
gave
to
us
know
the
who
rule
they are.
By which to identify these people. He said, by their fruits shall you know them. What kind of good fruit has come from these people? And Dave, I think you're from Wisconsin, right? Didn't some judge just recently declare that Christianity, Christians can't declare their faith? Are you still with us, Dave?
No, he made some real good points and then went.
Oh, okay. So some Wisconsin judge, made another decision against, Christianity, and yet they're allowing Muslims to have classes after school on public property. The hypocrisy is ridiculous. It's total hypocrisy. It's very obvious that an infiltrator has taken over our government and changed Christianity into its opposite.
Well, even the phrase, when I hear this, I'm thinking, I'm looking for a church. When Obama had publicly been saying, I'm looking for a church, and I'm thinking, why is he telling us he's looking for a church?
Right.
He's not looking for a church. He's not Christian at all.
Right, he's not. He's declared. He said America is no longer a Christian country. He just came out and said it.
In Turkey, he proclaimed that absolutely.
Right, and then he bowed before the Saudi royal family, who are at least publicly Muslim. See, the problem in the world today is the same. Every country is ruled by phonies. The Muslim world is being ruled by phony Muslims, okay? The Christian world is being ruled by phony Christians. The Jewish world is being ruled by phony Mosaic law pretenders, right? Every religion
yes.
is corrupt, every last one of them. There's only one true religion, and that's the Scripture. And very, very few people follow the Scripture. They pretend to, but they don't. That's the problem. Jesus Christ warned us, beware of false priests, beware of deceivers. But of course, none of these false priests are going to bring up those verses because they don't want to draw attention to themselves. Just like you were saying, the traitor is not going to wear a infiltrator badge on his collar.
Oh, come on. I think badges would be nice. And people like Henry Kissinger, right? Again, Henry
right.
Kissinger should
retire.
He should become a Santa Claus at Walmart, okay,
right.
Near you, hopefully. Far away from me, I hope.
The
that they should wear badges.
Wear
and Henry Kissinger and George Bush, Daddy Bush, their lapel would be filled with
right.
these badges.
Right. Like medals, a chest full of medals. Right.
Yeah.
But see, it's, people are deceived
magnets.
By uniform. Just because the guy's wearing a uniform doesn't mean he's a real servant of the doctrines that he teaches. Every priesthood in the world today is utterly corrupt, serving only its own organization and not serving the principles which they claim to follow, because they do not follow those principles. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, Luke 12:1. Look
see,
around
whether,
and see
whether
the
somebody goes to church or not, in my opinion, they need to have a relationship with the Lord.
That's right.
There are many people who don't. They show up on Sunday for 2 hours and then they're done.
Right. That's all they need to do to get to heaven, right?
We'll be back. This is RPN.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
We have about 4 minutes left, and I want Eli to know I appreciate him joining us this morning. He should be back with us in about another month, and we'll continue to having more of this discussion.
Right.
I think that many Americans we see in front of us is a potential, another 9/11 kind of attack, okay?
Oh, for sure.
I also have received warnings from a couple of different directions. Ted Gunderson has been publicly saying that he thinks there may be an assassination attempt upon Obama.
Yeah.
I've also been getting this from the Lyndon LaRouche camp that they now see that this Obama may now be expendable. Whether it is over the issue that he is not an American anyway, or whatever it may be, I'm thinking, wow. And I'm thinking that they may, if they did try something like this, blame it on a so-called patriot, right? And then clamp down America even more.
Well,
this country, we're certainly in trouble, because too many of the silent majority have been standing down for too long.
Well, they're setting us up for that. The FBI created this phony right-wing patriot group called Hutari, okay, financed them and caused them to engage in a conspiracy, and then the conspiracy was nipped in the bud, right? Well, the government did the whole thing, just like the government staged 9/11, like the government staged the first attack on the Twin Towers, when the FBI agent actually provided some Arab with the dynamite and with everything he needed to set off the same
kind of tactics that Hitler employed years ago.
Well, the KGB, the Bolsheviks, you know, this is the same kind of tactics, right? And the American people have been duped by their religious leaders and by their governmental leaders into believing that all these people that are being propped up as our leaders are in fact sincere, and they're not.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
It's time to wake up. Let me, if we have a couple of minutes, let me just quote from Paul. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. The day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. The whole Christian world has fallen away from the truth. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. How many ministers teach this? Well, they can't, because they're part of the falling away. And that man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worship. Now, the Jewish rabbis claim that God makes no decision without consulting their rabbinate priesthood. That is exalting yourself above God. The Catholic Church has done the same thing. They teach that they are the only intermediaries between us and God, and we know it's Jesus Christ, not no stinking Catholic priesthood.
You should really tell us, Eli, how you really feel.
Yeah. I'll have to do that in private, sir.
You know, in all of this, we have, I believe, here in America, we have a remedy to this financial situation, but they don't want us to find a remedy.
Well,
they want to take this country and just run us right over the cliff, okay?
Right.
We can fix this if that's what we truly would like to do.
But people have to
resources
wake up and
enough.
Realize what the problem is. Yes, exactly.
Brain power enough. I don't know if we have will enough to do this.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Eli, thanks for joining us.
Okay. All right. See you next time.
We'll do
Bye-bye.
It again next month. Tomorrow, Mike DeCosola joins us again, and I hope you enjoy that. And check out morningliberty.com. I think you'll find some good resources there. Bill Carnes is next right here at RBN. I'll see you tomorrow. With